Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. In today's podcast episode, we're going to be talking about removing distractions from your life. It's a big thing for a lot of people. So how do you do it? Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. Happy Saturday. If you are following along every day, happy Saturday. I hope you're enjoying your day, whatever you're doing. I'm pretty excited tonight because my son, his favorite team, Carlton, in the AFL, is playing the Gold Coast Suns, and he's going to that. But not only that, he gets to play at halftime. He's been asked to play at halftime in the Auskick, so I'm super excited to see him play that. So whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for tuning in on the podcast. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about distractions, removing them. This comes about again because if you listened the other day, I said I put a post into my coaching group and I said, what do you guys want to listen to? And this was something that came up multiple times. And so I thought I'd do a podcast episode to help those guys, but also because obviously it's something that would probably affect a lot of people if the sample size in the Facebook group is so small, but we got such big interest in it, then obviously this is a pretty big problem for a lot of people. So I'm going to talk about how to remove distractions from your life and how to stay focused. And there's a couple of things you need to know. And at the end, I'm going to give you 7 things you can do immediately in order to stay more focused right away. Okay. So first thing I need to, it needs to be said that everybody here has the ability to stay focused and to be motivated consistently, right? And all you need to do is to think of a time in your life when you were motivated, right? It might've been when someone told you that you couldn't do something and all of a sudden you just saw red, or your blood started boiling when they told you you couldn't, and you just walked away from that and you were so angry they said it, you're so pissed off and you were just like, bugger them, I'm gonna show them. And like for the next 4 hours you worked your little ass off because like you were just not gonna allow them to tell you that you couldn't do it, right? Or maybe you got double crossed. Maybe you had a business partner or an ex or a staff member who opened a business like down the road, and all of a sudden you're like, there's no way in the world they're gonna get the better of me. You watch, I'm gonna absolutely smash this. And you like just felt all these like, motivating emotions inside your body, and you were so inspired and you were just like getting shit done, right? Or maybe there was a time in your life where you really had to make money, right? You needed to pay a bill, or someone was asking for something, or the kids needed something or something like that, right? And all of a sudden you just had this next gear, you shifted into the next gear, something you didn't know you had this level, but all of a sudden you were part of it. You were living it. It was you, right? And so the reason I start with that is to get each one understanding you can be motivated and you can be focused. And it's a preface for the question, why can't you stay like that? Because that's the question, right? It's not, can you be that? It's, can you stay like that? Can you stay focused on that thing? And for a lot of people, there is an easy answer. And I'm going to go through it. And probably the example I give the most when I talk about this subject is not the nicest example, but it helps people to understand. And so let's pretend, I'll talk about my children because it's easier that way and I don't want to upset anyone. Let's pretend my children, right? Say someone kidnapped them and I got a note or I got a video from their kidnapper and they said, right, you've got 12 months to make $1 million in your business. You have to do it legally. You can't steal, you can't deal illegal substances, you can't, rob a bank. Like you have to legitimately make $1 million in your business selling your services and products. And if you don't, then in 12 months, you'll never see your kids again. Would I do it? Would I make $1 million in the business? Well, the answer is of course I would, because I'd get up early, because I would stay up late. All those times where I gave myself an excuse to have that bottle of wine or to, hang out with my friends because I need it, I deserve it. you know, I've been working so hard that I need this recharge time, all that sort of stuff, right? You just wouldn't do it because you'd be like, no, 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 I've got to save my kids. If you don't have kids, then think about your dog maybe, right? And so if the reason is strong enough, then you will do it. If the reason is strong enough, then you'll do it. So then let's dissect that. Let's break that down a little bit. Then the reason that you're doing what you're doing is not strong enough. Otherwise, you would do the things. You would stay focused. You would not have those distractions. But I understand that humans are a little bit different, right? We're complex creatures. And so it's not always as black and white as that. And so I'm going to go back into your reason why shortly. But, you know, for me, like, I guess it's easy because I'm compelled to make a difference in the world, right? I know this. I've worked on this a lot. I've gone through my why a lot. My vision board is huge, right? The things I want to achieve, the goals I want to achieve, the people I want to affect, all of those things are very, very clear in my mind because I've worked through it, right? I want to give my family a life they can never imagine. And also recently, my reason why has changed a little bit because more and more I'm seeing that in today's world with COVID and things like that, it's on the horizon for huge government overreach, right? And what I mean by that is like, oh, well, if you don't get vaccinated, then, you know, you don't get certain benefits from the government, right? Or you don't get child care subsidies and all these different things. And you're seeing it all over the world. And whether or not you, whatever your position is on the vaccination and the whole COVID thing, it just goes to show me how quickly and easily the government can rip away anything that that you need to sustain your current quality of life or to be able to function in today's society. And for some people, obviously, that's a lot. And for some people, it's not so much. But for me personally, I would never want my family to have to be at the mercy of the government or to be at the mercy of having to rely on someone else, be dependent on something or somebody else. And so I always want to be able to be in a position where it's like my kid needed, one of my children needed the best doctor, I could afford the best doctor. If they needed to go somewhere, we can afford to go there. I never ever want to have or to be dependent on something or somebody else. And so for me, like the reasons why I do things are quite compelling and it causes me to stay on track. Sure, other things like I don't want to do. Of course there are other things I'd rather be doing on a Saturday or Sunday when everyone else is like enjoying themselves on the boat and skiing and I'm sitting behind a desk working. Of course there is, right? But I do them because of my reason why. But I also, in secondary to that, I also love what I do. And I think that's a huge part of it, right? If you're grinding through it, but you hate what you do, then no matter what I say in this podcast episode, no matter what strategies I give you to stay focused and be distraction free and all that sort of stuff, right? It doesn't make a difference and it won't make a difference because you don't like doing it. You hate the journey. And if you don't like the journey, then you're not going to stay true to it. You're not going to stay there long term, right? It takes 5 years really for a business to I guess become stabilized, right? 5 years. 10 years, you're gonna start to make some really good money, hopefully, right? 15 years, 20 years, okay, cool. Now you've got a pretty solid business that should be pretty profitable, right? But are you willing to do that? Are you willing to grind through this, whatever you're going through, for that long in order to get there? If you don't love what you're doing, then you're not going to. If you don't have a strong enough reason why, then you're not going to. So there's two things you really need to do immediately before I go through my list of seven. That you can do straight away. There's two things you really need to think about. Number one is, what is the reason why I do this? And if you don't know what that is, then you need to figure it out pretty quickly, right? And number two, do I actually enjoy what I do? Again, because if you loved what you did, it wouldn't be a problem for you to do the work. Yeah, if you've got a hobby job, like for example, one of the people who asked me to do this episode races motorcars, right? And, you know, I'm pretty confident if he got asked to go to a car meet or a race meet or what have you on a Saturday night, he wouldn't have a problem going to do that. Why? Because he loves it. He loves what he does, right? He loves the everything about motorsport, right? And so to go and do that is not a problem. To fix a car at 1 o'clock in the morning to get ready for a race the next day is not a problem because you enjoy what you're doing. You love what you're doing, so you do it. And so you have to really find your passion in life. You have to find something that motivates you without having to find the motivation. It just inspires you. It just motivates you. It just is. It does something to you. You can read about it in your downtime because you actually are passionate about it. So they're the two things that you can really start to mull over today and start to think about. It's like, what is my reason why I do what I do? And everybody has one. You just got to figure out what it is. And the second thing is, you know, you've got to do something that you enjoy doing every single day, because you're going to spend more time doing this than any other thing in your life, perhaps even more than home time, perhaps even more than your family time, right? More than sleep. You're going to do this thing more than anything else. If you want to be committed and successful in business, then you're going to have to spend a lot of time doing it. So you've got to do something that you really, really love doing. And so with that being said, there are seven things that you can do immediately to remove distractions, okay? So number one, if there are any apps on your phone that distract you, like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever it is, delete them. Remove them off your phone, right? And instead, log into a computer to post or check your, you know, to upload things or to post or to check on comments and things like that. But schedule it and only do it when it's scheduled. Okay, so just delete them off your phone, because you just won't have that temptation anymore. When you go to the bathroom, when you're lying in bed, and you're, I'll just spend 5 minutes on Instagram, and then you've been on there for an hour, right? You just won't have that temptation. So just remove them from your phone altogether, and then just schedule times during the day when you can log into your computer and do it on there, right? Same with email. Only check email twice a day. A lot of people, like, every time they go onto to a computer, if you're like in between appointments or whatever, they go onto email and they check their email refresh. Just check email twice a day. Once in the morning at like 10 o'clock and then once in the afternoon at like 3 o'clock, right? And you just answer all your emails then. Don't get bogged down with your emails and replying all the time, because you'll just get distracted from the big things that you need to be doing. The third thing is to switch your staff Facebook group to a communications platform like Slack. Right, Slack is an internal communications platform. It's free for most part, unless you get pretty big. But every time you have a staff Facebook group, what inevitably is going to happen is you're going to go in there to post something in your staff group. Then you go have seven notifications from your friends, and then you're going to check those, and then you're going to comment on those, and then you're going to go to your feed and you see what's happening on your feed, and all of a sudden then you're on Instagram, and it's a downward spiral, right? So if you can remove any sort of work communications from social platforms and instead put them on places like Slack, then you're going to have less distractions. Number four is to create a vision board, right? For me, I did my vision board on Trello. It's a pretty huge board. I've shown some of my coaching clients before. It has things like me going to space, starting charities, like doing heaps of cool stuff, right? Personally and professionally, right? So things I want to do professionally, be on a stage in front of 50,000 people. And then personally, like I said, you know, going to the moon, or not to the moon, but going into space. And then also charitably as well. I've got some things I want to do from, in a philanthropy sense, right? Philanthropy sense. And so there's a bunch of stuff on my vision board that I just have to look at that, and it'll motivate me again. So do your vision board and be very, very clear. Put pictures on there. Use words that you would use. Don't use like other people's language. Don't go on to get inspiration online to find other people's bucket lists or things that they put on their vision board and then just copy and paste if it's not in your language. Make it in your language. Make it something that you would say. Use images that motivate you and inspire you, right? Number five is to write your goals every morning and every night. The first thing you do as soon as you wake up, instead of picking up your phone, pick up your notepad and rewrite your goals. I have five big goals that I rewrite every morning and rewrite every night, right? Pen and paper, not on your computer, not on your laptop, pen, paper, in a notepad, write it every morning as soon as you wake up instead of going on Instagram, and then every night just before you fall asleep, okay? So it reminds you and reinforces into your brain, into your subconscious, that this is important. Number six, a massive one, is to surround yourself with people who are on the same path as you. Oftentimes we get distracted because we're surrounded by people who tell you it's okay to be distracted. When you say, oh, you know, I'm going to stay and do work tonight, and they go, oh, why? You've worked all week. Just come over and, like, let's have some food and wine and let's chill. You deserve it, right? You deserve it. That word, it's a very poisonous word sometimes, that deserve it, because sometimes we don't deserve it. And sometimes that thing you think you deserve does not align with the goals that you say you want to achieve. You cannot say that I want to have this big successful business, but then every second night you deserve two bottles of wine. Like, it doesn't work like that. You deserve 3 days off because you've worked a 40-hour week. It doesn't work like that. You have to be surrounded by people who push you. You have to be surrounded by people who say, no, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit because you said that you wanted to achieve this, and every night you're finishing work at 5 o'clock and sitting down and watching TV. That doesn't align, right? You have to surround yourself with people who are going to hold you to a higher standard than you expect of yourself. And number seven, just reinforcing that, the first thing we spoke about is knowing your why, understanding the reason why you do anything. Remember this story I just told about my kids. Like, if the reason why is that I have to achieve this, otherwise I'm not going to see my kids, then I'm going to get up early. I'm going to stay up late. I'm going to sacrifice everything because I need to save my kids, right? And so for you, You need to figure out your reason why, because that will stop you from having distractions. So I'll go through that list again, those seven things. Number one, if there are any apps on your phone that distract you, delete them. Log into your computer instead or post or check, but schedule it and only do it when it's scheduled. Number two is only check your email twice a day. Number three, switch your staff Facebook group if you have one to a communications platform independent of social media like Slack. Number four, create a vision board that really, really motivates you and inspires you. You can check in on every day just to get that little hit. Number five is rewrite your goals every morning and every night. Last thing in the night and the first thing in the morning. Number six, surround yourself with people who are on the same path as you and will hold you to a higher standard. Number seven, really get to know your reason why. Even if this takes a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year to figure it out, you must know why very clearly and very succinctly why you do what you do. And that's it. That's the episode for today. I hope you found some value from it. If you have, give me a like and share and comment on social media when you see it. And if you really, really loved it, take a screenshot of your phone right now and then upload it and tag me and let me know you loved it. Anyway, have an amazing Saturday. I'll be back tomorrow on Sunday for another episode. Until then, see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.